Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today we will have a new guest. His name is Mark, and he's my husband, and he's going to be also contributing today. And we have a little background noise. We have a dog, and he's making some noise, so hopefully he'll quiet down. Also, Pam is on the line also today, so we're going to have three co-hosts, and we welcome your calls. Again, the call-in number is 657-383-1028. And Mark is going to start, and with the topic today is God has celebrated people. He created Adam and Eve, and he said it was very good, the creation. So now Mark is going to also say why he knows, just as God celebrates us, we should celebrate one another.
Well, God commands us to love one another. We're able and should be able to rejoice in other people's blessings and fortunes, and that's what I think.
Okay, so that's a good point. In other words, we should be happy when people are happy and sad when people
yes.
are sad.
Yes.
That's a good point. That's true. And that's a good way to be, and that's in the Bible.
Yep.
And then, Pam, also I had asked you the same question, and what were some of the things you came up with about ways we can celebrate each other?
Yeah, I think also that, you know, we're all special in God's eyes, and we're all made in the image of God, and I think we're all equal. So I think that's what I think.
Yes, and so we're all, yes, and we're all loved the same amount. There's a scripture that says God is no respecter of persons. So God loves us all the same, and, you know, people have said if God had a wallet, our picture would be in his wallet. If God had a refrigerator, our picture would be hanging on his refrigerator.
Right.
And also what can happen, and Mark, do you have any other suggestions as to how God celebrates us?
How he celebrates us?
Yeah.
He's happy when we're doing well and we're following his commandments, and that he wants to abundant life for us. So,
And that's in the Bible.
And Susie, he doesn't have favorites either, right?
He loves us all the same amount. So somehow or another, you know, because God is God, we can each be his favorite. And, you know, I mean, I say that, but, you know, it does say that he loves us all the same amount. And, you know, some of also what we have to realize, too, is that, you know, we're all, you know, each person has different gifts and strengths, and we're unique. Some of the interesting things about people are that each person is different. The Bible says in the book of, I have it here somewhere, that Psalm 33:15, and it says, he fashions each heart individually, he considers all their works. So, each person has different strengths. Each person has different hobbies, different interests, different likes, different opinions. And so it makes it interesting, you know, to meet new people, see what their passions are, and even some of the people you've had in your life a long time. It's very fascinating to learn about people. And
right, and when we're sad... when we're sad, is God sad for us too when we're sad?
Yes, the only time, you know, for certain when we have, disappointments and sadnesses, he is very considerate of all our ways, and he is involved in that whole process when But if it's due to sin, that we have like a DWI or something like that, you know, the Lord will try to send chastisement, which would be correction and discipline of some sort, to get us back on the straight and narrow. But when we have like guilt and stuff like that over sin, you know, that's a different thing than a sadness because we fell or something like that. You know, the Lord is compassionate and merciful in our weaknesses. But as far as our sins goes, he's not really compassionate towards that. He wants us to do the right thing, and he's forgiving, and we get lots of chances to get it right. But it's a little probably a distinction there. So, yeah, that's a good point, and I'm glad you brought that up. So, yeah, so did you have any other thoughts on how we, you know, because I know when you run into people that you know, you're always so happy to see everybody, and it's really nice because you're very friendly towards people, and it helps people to feel, you know, appreciated and stuff. So.
Well, thank you, Susan. I care about people. You know, I care about, you know, how they feel, what's going on in their lives. You know, I just care about people, you know.
It shows, and that's a good trait. And another thing that we can learn about that God, you know, celebrates people so much, we're going to look at the creation story a little bit. There are a few verses where we could see that God created Adam and Eve. Well, he created Adam from the dust of the earth, and then from Adam's rib, he created Eve. And what he said, he said that, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into woman, and he brought her to the man. And then another scripture, which actually I should have read first, but had to do with God creating Adam from the dust of the earth. And when he had created all of the earth and then Adam and Eve, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So, you know, when God made people, that was the top of the creation. So that was the highest, because we're made in God's image. And I'm going to ask Mark and Pam how you can see that we're made in the image of God.
It just shows very complicated. Our emotions are physical, our mental, our spiritual. And I think because of our complexity, we are made in the image of God, because God is, you know, a lot of complexity to God, too. So that's what I believe.
Yeah, Mark, I agree with that. Yes, yes. What I wanted to say also is when you're kind to someone, doesn't that show through? That's the way God is too, right?
Right. Just as God, well, you know, before I forget, I'm going to answer that in a minute, but I'm going to have the host of the guest call in again. If there are any callers out there that would like to add to the show or come up with a thought of a way to maybe someone's got an additional comment, the phone number is 657-383-1028. So it would be so nice to get callers. And but as you were saying, yeah, that kindness that we show, that's what is primarily meant when it says we're made in the image of God, because physically God doesn't have a body. God's a spirit. So it's with our mind, our will, our emotions. We're eternal. Those are the ways that we're made in the image of God. So God has emotions, and he's blessed us with these emotions that we can imitate him and do, you know, and we're supposed to be imitators of Jesus, too. We're supposed to be transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, and that's a goal of every Christian, to be transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, and that's in the Bible.
Now, are we also meant to carry each other's burden?
Okay, that's a good question. And in the Bible, believe it or not, I don't know if you have come across this, but in one verse it says that we are to carry one another's burdens, and then a couple of verses down it says that each man should carry his own burden, something to that effect. What it means is our daily load of burdens we're supposed to carry. The extenuating circumstances like a loss of a job, a flat tire, hospitalization, those things we're supposed to carry our brother's load. And if our brother's load is very, very heavy, like an unusually heavy load, then we're supposed to certainly help with that burden and that load. But as far as somebody, say, spending the rent check on gambling, and then expecting somebody to come in and carry their burden because they have no money to pay their rent,
right,
it's not meant that way. So
okay,
it's yes and no. We are to carry the other person's burden when it's super heavy, but when the person's irresponsible, it's not our job to carry their burden.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
I agree with that, too.
Mark said he agrees. So.
Yes. Thanks, Mark. Yes, I agree with that, too. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome. So that sounds good, Pam. And, some of the other ways God, you know, incredibly cares about us is he even knows the number of hairs on our head. In Luke 12:7, it says that even the very number of hairs on our head, God has counted. So
right, and every tear that we shed, right?
Yeah, that's true too. He's going to collect that in a bottle, and there'll be compensation. There'll be compensation down here, and then in addition, there'll be huge amounts of compensation in heaven for the heartaches that we had down here that were through no fault of our own. So, and it does say in Psalm 56, I think it is, that he collects our tears in a bottle, and that there's going to be a book of, you know, to remember those tears and compensate.
Yes, I believe
right.
that God can count everybody's amount of hair. But in my case, being blood on bald, a little bald, I think his job would be...
Really, Mark?
Yes, yes.
He'd have an easier job with Mark.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, I was going to tell you something. I was going to ask you something. So, now, how do we deal with people that proclaim, you know, to be Christians and really they're not? You know, so how do we handle that? What, you know what I mean? Like, how are we supposed to act when someone like that, though? I mean, we still have to be kind and all that, right? Giving and all that?
Well, the Bible tells about, you know, correction and rebuke and, then there's things where you take it to the person. If that doesn't work, then you go to the next level. You could take it to one of... There's a procedure in the Bible about how to handle an immoral brother or sister. And so there's a step-by-step process. And so it's not pleasing to God. Say brother and a sister are, you know, being immoral, and they're having relations and stuff. Well, they have to be, you know, they can't, God's not going to, the Bible even says your sins will come out. There's a scripture that says your sins are going to be made known. So they're not, they're hurting themselves, of course, and we have to be gentle with them to restore them back to correction. You want everybody to get restored back to good behavior, and it's really good to show concern. But in the Bible, next time we talk, I'll have the steps that can be taken to correct. It has to do with, you know, pointing it out to some of the leaders in the church and having a talk. And, I mean, there's, I don't know. It's just the Lord will give you, prompt your spirit to know how to talk to that person and try to correct them so they can make the good decisions that please God.
I think you should pray. You could pray about that, and God will help you to give you guidance in that area.
Yeah, for those people. Yeah, for those people, right, Mark?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's really.
Yeah. Go ahead,
right,
Sue.
What Mark said is really smart. You do need to pray first, and ask God to lead you.
Thank you.
Yes, some of the other ways, these are all concerns we have as Christians, but, you know, as we were talking about, like, you know, the topic of the show was the celebrating people, you know, God has enthusiasm over us. In Zephaniah 3:17, it said, God rejoices over us with singing. And I'll repeat that. In Zephaniah, it says, God rejoices over us with singing. And so that's a lot of enthusiasm. And so also I wrote down here that, you know, people have a lot of power because they could make or break somebody's day. Well, I guess that's if you let them. But I know in a movie, I had saw this movie, Love, what is it? It says the name of the movie was Something to Sing About. And one of the lines in the movie was, love changes people. So,
oh, wow, that's something. I like that, Sue.
Yeah, so, and Mark, do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share so far that have happened in the show? That, any comments?
Well, it's my first time, so I'm a little, not as confident as I could be. So right now, I can't think of anything. So.
Yeah, but it's so nice to have Mark joining us because, you know, he's he loves the Lord and you know he lives it every day. He's not somebody that talks about it all the time, but he's always working it out in all he does.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah, what's that expression? Walk the walk and talk the talk, isn't it? That expression, Sue.
You should walk the walk, but not talk the talk. If you talk the talk but don't walk the walk, then the talk doesn't mean much.
Yeah, that's true too, Mark. Yeah, yeah. And there's, you know, I've come across, I call them wannabes, you know, a Christian, you know, a wannabe Christian, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've come across people like that in my life. I really have. But anyway, I try to keep, you know, I try to treat everybody the same. I just try to treat every, you know, whether I like them or not. You know, I still try to, you know, treat everybody with love and kindness and respect, and that's, you know, that's what I do. I think that's important, you know.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. What do you think, Sue? Is that's important, right?
Yeah, you want to, Christian love, because when you show the Christian love for people, you know, people change and grow and get better, and, you know, it's very powerful. I had some mentors pour into me quite a bit, and it changed my life and my thinking, and so it was good. And one was a retired man that was like a grandfather, and, you know, I was lucky. He had a lot of time on his hands, and he was able to talk to me by phone, and so that was great.
I'd like to add something, too. When you show kindness to people, usually they'll show kindness back to you, and that's how you should deal with people, even though they can be difficult or unloving or just a pain in the neck, maybe. But
you're right. Yeah, my dad always said, go ahead, I'm sorry, Mark, what was that?
Not always to deal with easy to deal with difficult people. And you got to show patience and a lot of love.
Yep, patience, understanding, compassion. My dad raised us to, always said to us, you know, you treat people the way you want to be treated. And I believe that, you know, I really do. I think that's really a good thing to live by, you know.
Cardinal rule is do unto us what they want to do unto you, so.
Yes, exactly. So that's important, right, Zeus?
Yeah, and don't forget there's the sowing and the reaping, too, where the Bible says you reap what you sow. So when you put the, you know, you turn around and bless someone, God, you know, that doesn't go unnoticed. God's going to have a reward for you. And we don't want to just do nice things for rewards, but God has established that. And I don't think there's a lot wrong with wanting to do things for rewards. And God's pleased, and then he blesses us. So, you know, it is good to especially do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for sure. And also, in all of this is the reaping and the sowing, which is a big Bible theme, and you reap what you sow. You put something nice. I mean, one thing that happened to Mark and I, since we weren't working and stuff, we tried to help with rides and stuff, and we did that for a while, and we tried to, you know, contribute in a way of helping some of the people we knew with transportation. And so skip ahead a couple of years, and we end up with a really fantastic Toyota Corolla in an amazing way, a three-year-old car, looks like a brand-new car, and, you know, God totally rewarded us for the efforts that we put out there. And
Toyota's getting a free advertisement right now.
That's wonderful. You know, I know people, I mean, I don't want to mention any names, but I know people, my goodness, if you get something, you know, they're not happy for you. Ever meet people like that? Yeah, I really, you know, or God blesses you and they're like wondering, well, you know, how come I never get blessed, you know? But maybe they're not doing the right thing, you know?
Jealousy and envy, you know, and the people, when they see other people have nice things, they don't have it.
Right.
It's a human tendency for that to happen.
Yes. Because that's in the Bible, too, envious, right, Zeus?
Yeah, it's one of the sins that the Bible talks about. It's a sin. And But some of the reason that I've noticed with envy is sometimes the person feels less, and they don't feel like as good as, and they feel less than. So some of it is coming from a feeling of inferiority. So when the person shows any envy, it because they have a weakness, and it's a feeling of inferiority. So sometimes if there is envy, it could be met with compassion and love, because the person is really feeling less than, and it's sad when that occurs, because we don't have to feel less than. You know, God, when each person gets a hold of how much God loves them and what God thinks of them, and they become very satisfied with who they are, because they know all they have to really watch out for is sin. And even if there is a lot of sin, God's grace goes deeper than the sin. There's even an answer for a lot of sin. But the thing is, each person is loved the same amount, but some people could be given a little bit more. Say, if somebody's born into poverty and someone's not born into poverty. Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
So, yeah, hi, Pam.
Yeah, yeah, hi, hi.
What happened?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I was outside. There's a noise outside. But,
oh, okay.
So, say two people, equal in every single thing except one person's born into poverty and the other person has more opportunity and stuff like that because they're born into money and stuff. Well, the Bible says to whom much is given, much is required. So there's going to be a different sort of measurement. If someone is starting with less, like poverty or something, if they, all you have to do is take whatever you have been given and work with that. Like, say the person that had poverty, he was given a little less. But say he tripled what he had. Say he was very kind and nice. And the person that had wealth, he only doubled what he was given. So the person that was given less, he tripled it. He showed super kindness and goodness, and he was given less, and he tripled his. So, you know, when he gets to heaven, he's going to get a greater reward because he tripled what he was given, whereas the other guy who had more in the wealth, he only doubled what he was given. Say he was a little bit pompous, whatever.
Right.
So,
okay, I understand. Yes, yes.
It's what we do with what we've been given. And
we're right,
all
I understand.
Given.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I think our show is ending. We have 2 minutes left. And
oh, you want to close with prayer, Sue?
Hey, Mark, would you be interested in praying at all?
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to talk about you, and we pray that we will continue to follow your commandments. Please give us great blessings, Lord, and let us always treat others with kindness and with love. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. Yeah, this was wonderful, right? Wonderful tonight.
Yes.
Sue?
Oh, it was good. I was hoping to get some callers, but, you know, just put that in God's hands and pray about it. And, you know, we want to be here to just have connections. Like, you know, a caller could come call in and have a help for us, you know. So we can all work together as a, you know, and try to, you know, come up with little strategies to improve things. Well, Pam, thank you, and Mark, thank you.
Welcome.
And we'll talk next time.
Okay, God
thank
bless.
You.
Okay, bye-bye. God bless.